Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com. Arise,
arise! Come listen, my children, and you shall hear of the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, which lies deep in the heart of the American psyche.
Regulus are out! Regulus are out! Reds!
Today is Patriots Day. Every year on the third Monday in April, in the pre-dawn hours in Lexington, reenactors commemorate that day in 1775 when the shot that opened the American Revolution was heard round the world.
Halt, sir! Who are you and what is your business?
Revere, my name's Revere and I come with urgent news from Mr. Hancock and Mr. Adams. There's no time to waste. I must see them now.
Mr. Hancock, Mr. Adams! Arise, arise! Mr. Hancock, Mr. Adams!
The battles of Lexington and Concord triggered the colonial revolution that led to the creation of the United States and have become a symbol of the struggle for liberty. But these days, the U.S. is struggling with a federal deficit, and the battles are being fought over budgets. Because Congress and the president couldn't agree, across-the-board federal sequester budget cuts are now the law of the land. And as WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports, part of our national heritage is feeling the pinch.
It's hard to imagine a more picture-perfect setting to celebrate the American spirit of independence and interdependence than here at the Minuteman National Historical Park in Concord. Close your eyes and you can almost hear the fife Colonel John Buttrick played that April day as he marched from his farm down the hill where 70 British soldiers stood. National Park Service Superintendent Nancy Nelson knows the history and the place well.
Right now we're in the Buttrick Garden overlooking the North Bridge and the Minuteman statue. You can see before us the spring waters of the Concord River spilling into the fields on either side. And it's a beautiful spring day in Concord.
Nancy Nelson wears the National Park Service brown and green uniform and Smokey Bear Stetson hat. She's been with the service since 1977 and manages Minuteman. It's one of 18 properties run by the National Park Service in Massachusetts and one of the most popular.
Minuteman National Historical Park hosts about approximately 1 million visitors every year, and they come from all over the country and from the far corners of the world. We're one of the Commonwealth's top tourist destinations.
Minuteman, like all national parks, was created by an act of Congress. It's 1,000 acres stretching over three towns, Concord, Lexington, and Lincoln, and includes 66 archaeological sites, formal gardens, and agricultural fields. The National Park Service estimates visitors to Minuteman spend about $70 million a year in surrounding communities, while the park's annual budget is about $2.7 million. The sequester will cut that by 5%, $135,000, so Superintendent Nancy Nelson plans to delay filling vacant positions, purchasing equipment. She's cutting back on custodial contracts so bathrooms won't be cleaned as often, and reducing the number of seasonal hires, guides who give lectures and interpretive tours.
It's a big chunk. Yes, it is. It could ultimately impact visitor experience.
You've got to tighten your belt.
We do. And we have been, actually, because National Park Service budgets have been relatively flat for several years. So we're getting good at it. We'll need to get better at it. And we're going to be focusing on our core mission much more tightly, preserving the resources that have been entrusted to our care. But we are part of the federal family, so sequestration is coming to the national parks as well.
They come to Minuteman by the busload, an average of 40 a day.
Okay, everybody look this way and smile at her and just call me Grace.
This group, taking pictures in front of the Minuteman statue near Northbridge, is from Lindsay Wilson College in Columbia, Kentucky.
Gotcha, I'm done.
I agree we have to save somewhere. I hope it's not this area. It would be tragic.
Susan Minton is the one snapping photos.
Well, I think it destroys a part of our heritage. It's important that we know not only where we're going, but where we've been. And so having people that are available or parks that are open and parks that are kept up would be vital to the American public.
Carol and John Edmonds are visiting from Southern California.
I know. I live in California. There's lots and lots of people living off welfare. That should be off and this should be on. Keep the parks and take the money from too many giveaway programs.
I think that Congress and the president should take their fair share of the cuts because they certainly make a whole lot more than the people who are running this and keeping the history alive.
Software developer Steve Shreve and his family are from Louisville, Kentucky.
I think there are certain things that definitely need to be cut from the federal government. There's a lot of the social programs, Department of Education, Department of Energy, No Child Left Behind, all that stuff. I think sending hundreds of millions of dollars abroad to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, I think that that's a huge waste of money. I think National Park, if you take this park in particular, it's probably pretty small on the list.
Small or not, the National Park Service, mandated by Congress to protect the scenery, natural and historic sites and wildlife for future generations, is also under a congressional mandate to cut its budget. And at Minuteman Park, which preserves the birthplace of this nation, at the site of the statue where a stoic citizen soldier stands, on this Patriot's Day, it might be worth recalling the final stanza of Ralph Waldo Emerson's poem dedicated to the symbol of the nation for which it stands.
Spirit that made those heroes dare to die and leave their children free, bid time and nature gently spare the shaft we raise to them and thee.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.